Force, as we know, Annie Jennings PR, is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact, given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the famous pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required to buy their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. And Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of New York and New York University's Publishing Program and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors. Annie, thank you so much for all you do for your community of authors and experts.
Well, thank you, Stacy. You know, we're always committed to the excellence of everyone who crosses our paths, and we do that. And it's in that spirit that we offer our teleseminar series. We have so many amazing recordings that cover a lot of aspects of publicity, and we're very much into the advanced elements of publicity, too. And you can find those at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro. .htm. And Stacy, of course, is our national radio director, and we're on the front lines of media every single day. Stacy's up there, she's talking to the media and booking the media on national TV. So we want to welcome Stacy, and your input is always very important to us because your unique knowledge of what they're actually doing, you know, on the front lines of media is critical to everyone on our teleseminar today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I'm going to ask you the trick question. I just feel like it.
Okay.
Well, why do we even need to look good on TV?
Well, the obvious question is why not, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
But because any way that you slice it, I mean, this is show business. You're entertaining, right? What you wear matters to the show, to the producer who booked you, your publicist, the audience, and of course to your reputation, right? Because that demo, that video, that clip, it just might live forever in today's technologically advanced society. With YouTube, websites, mm-hmm. video sharing, all the networks putting up segments on their site, your appearance can have many, many lives and follow you forever. So we like to say, hey, you got to look good or just go home.
Exactly. So the goal of this teleseminar today is to educate people on hair, makeup, and clothing strategies, so you can look polished, professional, and fabulous on TV. When a TV guest shows up inappropriately, that is, dressed inappropriately, the producer who books them gets in a lot of trouble, and the publicist who's booked the guest also loses credibility. The show feels that the publicist should know how to dress and prepare their clients, and they trust the guest to know how to do that as well. Being on TV is an honor and a responsibility. So today we're going to get up close and personal with a top New York City media stylist. We're going to discover how to create a very high-powered professional celebrity host TV look and image. You're about to learn everything you need to know to look like a famous movie star when the Annie Jennings PR team books you on your dream show. Keep in mind that we book guests across the board. We've seen everything. When our clients arrive on the set, they look like $1 million. Because they know that their TV appearances can propel them to all new heights of career and business success, and looking like $1 million can actually land them $1 million opportunities. We've seen it happen here. You also never know who's watching. We've seen our clients get booked time and time again. A lot of our clients are the go-to media experts for finance, economy, business, and career. Some of our clients even get discovered. They get regular ongoing TV opportunities and regular TV host gigs, spokesperson opportunities, and some even got agents and book deals. Our clients love the attention as they get a huge competitive advantage. Appearing on TV, you get a huge competitive advantage, especially if you look really strong. And this results in very important positioning, okay, and big opportunities for them in their industry. So let's look like a movie star. Let's look like a star. Whether it's on Fox News, CNN, CNBC, or The Today Show, knowing the media savvy secrets to creating a polished, upscale TV look, you can help yourself create celebrity status. This becomes a must-know in your success model. So, Stacy, back to you to introduce our wonderful guest for today.
Well, and that's why we have New York City media stylists to celebrities, television hosts, television guest experts, as well, Carrie Liu, who brings over 20 years of experience in hair and makeup to TV, film, advertising, portraiture, and beauty photography. So, Carrie Liu, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Stacy. Thank you, Annie.
All right, terrific. So we're going to go over some overall concepts right off the bat, and then we're going to hand it back to Carrie Liu to go over the clothing, the hair, and the makeup tips you need to know to absolutely look fabulous on TV. Now, the first thing I'll start with, and then I'll hand it to Carrie Liu, is take notes. Here's why this is important. I'd like everybody to find a host on TV that looks like you. How are they appearance-wise? Kind of looks like you. Watch their segments and study them. Notice the clothes and the colors they buy and the styles that they're wearing. Now remember, they have access to these very high-powered celebrity stylists like Carrie Liu, and they know what to wear, and they know how to choose clothes that flatter and look great on TV for their coloring and for their body type and style. This is what I'd like you to do, too. All right? And remember, with TV, it's about ratings. These shows are after ratings. Of course, it's content. Of course, it's personality. And it's the host that looked terrific on camera. It's a whole package. It's a whole package. And you as a guest have to play and be part of that package. So I'll say this, is spend the money. Buy the expensive suit. We'll find out why high quality is better. Get the suit tailored to perfection. Get your hair done by a pro. Take the makeup lessons. Buy the makeup we're going to talk about today. You cannot put a price on success. When you show up looking terrific and do it and give an excellent segment, everybody looks good, not just you. Everybody who's surrounded you, who's touched you, who's been a part of that booking, looks good, all right, to everyone else around them. And that's what we want. Because remember, when you appear on TV and you look like $1 million, you just might make $1 million. We've seen it happen. If you dress sloppy with weird colors and crazy hair, you will definitely lose the confidence of your target base, and you will lose your credibility as well. So, Carrie Liu, welcome to our show today. We're very happy to have you with us. I'd like everyone to know that Carrie Liu is a New York City media stylist professional. Her website is Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y, Liu, L-O-U, .com. That's Carrie, Liu, .com. Welcome, Carrie, and let's get started with some clothing tips.
Thank you so much for having me, Annie. I'm glad to be here.
It's my pleasure. All right, so we want to know both for men and for women. We've got a nice mixture today on the line, and I know that we wanted to talk about some color tips. How important is color for TV, and what do you recommend in terms of men, color that works very well for men, and color that works for women, and why women should actually know what colors look best on them?
Okay, well, color is very important. One thing you don't want to do, you don't want to look bland. You don't want to look like the color is too close in shade to your skin. You want color that pops. You have to take into consideration somewhat the background that you'll be against. There are some colors that look good on almost everyone. For instance, that lovely cobalt blue. And if you watch these the shows like The O'Reilly Show, CNN, the morning shows, you're going to see a lot of that color because it works really well on a lot of different complexions and styling. There are also some very good books that you can get to help you choose a color palette that looks good for you. For instance, there's a book called Color Me Confident by Veronique Henderson and Pat Henshaw. They also write a book for the guys, and it's called Image Matters for Men. And not only do they talk about the colors and your color palettes, they talk about flattering clothes for your particular figure type. You'll see people with hair coloring like yourself, skin coloring, and they give you about 20 colors that will look good on you. And then you can narrow that down a little bit more for TV and make sure you go for those colors that pop. That may be a beautiful peach or a nice rose or a blue. But don't go for these kind of beigey, oatmeal colored, bland, black colors. That's not going to make people remember you.
All right, that's some excellent advice for us. I like color. I think color is important. When I watch a segment, I review it for content, of course, but I also review it for tone and what people are wearing. And I'm noticing the women are wearing strong, vibrant colors. They're wearing the newest style suits. They've got the rounded collar suits, if you notice.
Yes.
They are wearing a little bit of jewelry. We'll get into that shortly. And they're actually very tailored, very strong looking. All right, a lot of women are showing their arms now in the Michelle Obama style.
Influence, absolutely.
And they've got great, I got to say, their arms are toned and gorgeous, so
yes.
Why not? Like, let's get your opinion on that. We're talking today about showing up professional and high-polished. If you are on the show and you're a first-time guest, do you think it would be wise to show up in one of those more casual outfits where you are showing your arms in the Michelle Obama style, or do you think it's better to stick to something that's gonna survive the test of time?
Well, if you've been hitting the gym every day and you have very thin arms, because remember the lighting and the camera does pack on the pounds, so you have to have Michelle Obama quality arms to pull off that look.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any doubt, I would say don't do it. And
right.
Also, they you don't want a lot of distracting moles on your arms. It's not just the shape, Harry.
Yeah, so I think it's safe to say if you're a daily expert, of course you can mix it up a little bit. But if this is your big shot, I wouldn't do that. I would just get
exactly.
Something that you know you're going to look amazing in.
Unless you're a fitness pro or something
yes.
like that that demands that you show off some of your body. But, if your career's not riding on you showing off your biceps, I would
mm-hmm.
say don't do it. Steer clear of that.
So steer clear of it. It's more of a fad right now or a trend, and we'll make sure that we always stay classic.
Yes, I love the Michelle Obama influence for that.
Yeah.
You know, she's had such a wonderful influence on how people are looking. Very classy. It's a great look.
It is a terrific look. I like it as well. Now, let's talk about changing colors with the season. So once our listeners review what colors are right for them, maybe in the two books, maybe with a personal consult with you at carrie-lew.com, you can contact Carrie, and she can do a personal consult with you over the phone, online, or even in person if you're in New York City. But in terms of changing colors with the season, for instance, are you going to recommend to us that we switch colors as the seasons change, or is that really not necessary?
Well, I think it is necessary because the sets on the morning shows change their colors. They're going to have beautiful flower arrangements. For instance, now you're seeing little pumpkins on the table. You're
mm-hmm.
seeing autumn-colored flower arrangements. So I think it's good somewhat to keep that into consideration. You don't want to go onto a TV show at this time of the year wearing pastel colors. You know, you look like you don't fit with the set.
That's a good, very good suggestion, and I appreciate that. And also remember to watch the show, so if you're going to be on the Today Show, watch it for a while. TiVo it, so you can catch it later and get an idea of what that set's looking like these days. I'd like to talk about fabric choices. Why is a top-quality, heavier fabric much better for a TV appearance?
Well, because a top-quality, heavier fabric, it hides a multitude of sins. If you wear a clingy jersey, a thin jersey, for example, it's going to accentuate every fold, every flab fold. So you don't want to do that. The lights in the studio are so strong that they will accentuate that a lot more than you're used to seeing when you look in your mirror at home. So if you wear those heavier fabrics, it just tucks everything in nicely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and the suit looks amazing on it. It really looks like a beautiful presentation of your whole persona. Because these higher quality suits and fabrics, they make you, they automatically add $1 million to your appearance. All right, versus the thin jerseys and things like that, they have a tendency to pull away from your professionalism. So we're going to start with the concept of we're going to be looking towards traditional, classic, but up to date. Heavy fabric suits that are on the expensive side. And I say expensive because you get what you pay for and it's going to show on camera. And
yeah.
You're not going to need too many media outfits. I'm going to recommend two, that you have two. One is a backup. So let's talk
a little bit about... The backup is very important
mm-hmm.
because don't forget, we're driving to the studio, you arrive there, maybe you'll have a mishap with your coffee.
Perhaps, maybe.
So a backup outfit is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Having a backup is going to be important. So that's going to be one of the keys to our success. And when choosing the fabrics that work for us, what's the effect of stripes and small print on the air?
Well, in the business, we call it moiréing or buzzing. And that's when you get a small pattern and the colors or the shades are very contrasty. And you probably have seen this on
a
news anchor's tie, where it actually looks like it's moving very slightly. It looks like it's standing out from his body. That's called moiréing. So go for mostly solids. You can choose patterns, but a little bit larger and not so much of a contrast.
So I think to play it safe, since we're going to be making an investment in high-quality clothes for media, I would say stay away from prints.
Yes, and especially with the suit. Like maybe if there's a little bit of blouse showing under the suit, you can go with a pattern, but maybe a floral that it's not very contrasty colors. They're muted. They're not like black and white. That would be a big mistake. But yes, nice solid colors. That's the safe bet.
That's good. We're going to get into some more details, especially for the men, in terms of how to accentuate their look as well. But I wanted to ask first about classic colors that never fail. So when you're looking for your media suit, classic colors that never fail on TV, cobalt blue is one.
Yes.
All right? Now, that's for the women. For the men, are we talking black? Are we talking navy?
I would say the navy. Black can tend to hide all the details, so it looks a little blocky. You don't see any contour to the person. So dark colors like a dark blue always works very well, I feel.
Oh, absolutely. And then for the men, find a TV host that resembles you, and then just look at how they look. I mean,
yes.
Cavuto on Fox, gorgeous dresser.
Yes.
O'Reilly, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and
Matt Lauer, he always looks nice.
I know.
Looks nice.
You know, just notice what they're wearing, and then, of course, you don't have to go that expensive, I'm sure. But you can emulate their look, and that's the goal. Emulate the look and feel of the host of the show you are going to be on.
Yes.
And you will never make a mistake. If you're going to air on the side of looking too good or looking much like the host.
Exactly. One thing I don't think people should run out and copy right away is this open collar look that you see a lot of the men doing now.
Oh, I agree.
Not just anybody can pull off that look. It can end up looking very sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even end up showing off that chest hair, which should be left in the 70s with Tom Jones.
Engelbert
Humperdinck, 007.
No, you're right. Yeah, and you certainly don't want the gold chains hanging out there either.
Yes.
But yeah, no open collar for TV.
No hairy chest hanging out of the shirt.
Absolutely.
That's not good.
And these are mistakes you can accidentally make. Nobody intends to make these mistakes, but they can happen. All right, so we want to watch that. We don't want to be too trendy because trends go out of fashion.
Yes.
And as we mentioned, your demo is going to live on, and it is going to be a showcasing of your talent for bigger and other opportunities as well. You can use your video demo for speaking events, to showcase yourself for speaking events. You can use it to present to new clients. You can start with a video montage that includes you on all these shows. How impressed are they going to be, right? When they see you on TV looking amazing, that's why we're going to have two suits, so you're not always wearing the same thing. Maybe even graduate.
Absolutely, and it would be so sad if you gave a knockout performance, you were so informative and people loved you, but then in this lovely reel, you're wearing something that you're not happy with.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's going to be a deal breaker because actually, credibility is a lot of nuances, and you want to look fantastic. You can control how you look. You really can. You can control how you look. And it's, again, as we mentioned earlier, it is not that hard to do. You simply go in with a strategy, and the strategy we're presenting today. All right, so also, here's another thing that we wanted to say is watch the all one color look. Carrie, how do you feel about gray suit, gray tie, gray shirt, muddy brown hair?
Boring.
But see, it can accidentally happen.
It can accidentally happen, yes, and it is very boring, so please don't do that. Yes, well, like you said, you're learning from the best in the business, write notes, make notes of the colors that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the books that I mentioned earlier are going to help you put together those looks for
and
the men
and
women.
And let's go over the names of the books again. What was the one for the gentleman?
Color Me Confident is the one for the women, mm-hmm. by Veronique Henderson and Pat Henshaw. And they also wrote one for the guys, which is called Image Matters for Men.
That sounds perfect. So Image Matters for Men. We'll
and
Google
they will
that.
Help you put the solids and mm-hmm. when to put a patterned shirt or a patterned tie and, you know, how to put it all together.
Good. And Color Me Confident for the ladies. So, well,
yes.
Those are must-haves.
And that's where, and it's super because it will give 2 pages of swatches of all the colors that are right for your individual coloring, your hair, your skin tone. It takes it all into consideration. It's a very good book.
That's wonderful. Now, what about, let's go back to the button and unbuttoning of the jacket. So most of the TV segments, you'll be behind a desk and photographed from the waist up, okay? There may be chances, though, where they do a full body shot, so you have to be ready for everything.
Yes.
Never assume it's going to be just, in this case, it's going to be just, you know, the top half of your body and you only have to dress from the waist up. I've seen that happen, and I've seen people wind up with jeans on a high-powered show, and they would
yes.
not have done that.
They're getting a lot more creative with camera angles
mm-hmm.
these days. You see those cameras zooming around the studio,
true.
They'll get your profile, they'll get your shoes. So, yes, I absolutely agree. Make sure you're dressed from top to toe.
All right, so buttons or unbuttons. Do we button or unbutton our jackets?
Starting from the top, always, sometimes, never for
mm-hmm.
the guys. Because you do want your jacket pulled together because it can look a little sloppy if it's flopping apart and you see the lining. And then if you do have a little bit of a belly, which
right.
when you're seated, you know, that accentuates
right.
your belly.
And you know what I've noticed? The shirt buckles out a little bit. Now you have a slightly puffy, weird look.
Yes.
Initially in the front.
Yes. No
so keep your jacket, I'd say keep it buttoned.
Yes.
From what
but you have to undo the lowest one
mm-hmm.
because otherwise when you sit, it could pop your jacket up or, you know, it will buckle instead of laying smooth. So, yes, leave the lowest button undone.
Perfect. That's just the kind of insider information we're looking for.
It's and the details, right, Annie?
It's always in the successes in the details.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And what about men's sock color and the length of the sock? Right.
Well, we're back to the hairy man conversation
uh-huh.
again. We don't want to see the white hairy legs peeking out above the sock line. So do wear knee-length socks just in case that pants leg rides up. And make the socks darker than the suit. If you're wearing a blue suit, make it a nice dark navy sock. A black sock with a black suit, or even with a dark gray suit, you can wear black socks. You know, go into the same color family as the suit, but make it the darkest shade.
Absolutely wonderful. Now, women, pantsuits versus skirts in their suits.
Well, I'm not a big fan of pantsuits unless you look like a fashion model and you can really rock that suit. You know, you get those, like Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
She can rock that suit. She has that little boyish shape,
mm-hmm.
those nice hips, and she looks really good, but not many people can pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say stick with the skirt. Yes, definitely the skirt.
All right, terrific. Now, we're going to talk about putting together a media outfit. We want to find a style that works well for us, and then great recommendation here is to buy 2 of those outfits but in different colors. Remember we spoke earlier about the video montage. If you're going to do 1 TV show, you're probably going to do 2 or 3 or 4. So you want to start with 2 suits that both look terrific because you want to be able to put together this amazing video to show prospective clients, to put on your website as demos for the big show of your dreams, to try to get on that. And so you want to have a couple of really great suits. So therefore, buy 2 of what works for you, and yeah, it's a little bit of investment, but this is an investment where it counts. This is an investment with a return, because how you look will influence who has confidence, how you're building your credibility, and then how you're able to market yourself using your demo, your video, your previous TV experience as a showcase of why to create certainty why they should hire you and not your competitor. You see, competitive advantage is what we want here. We always want to be the one who gets hired. We want to be the one who's ahead of all the others. We never want to look back at our competitors at all. We want to always be looking ahead as leaders. One way to do that is to be the one who's getting all the opportunities. Right? You're right up there. You're making it happen. And when you are present yourself extremely well on TV, you create the confidence. And remember, you never know who's watching.
Absolutely.
Huge opportunities have come to our clients because they do look amazing on TV. So get to, and then, you know, Carrie, if we wanted to make the most of those two suits, let's say the women bought the good color blue, the cobalt blue, or another color that worked for them, and the men bought the navy suit, and then let's say they bought an additional suit. What's our second choice for navy? Navy would be our first good choice. Then
a nice dark gray.
Okay, a dark gray.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. With a bit of a pinstripe or...
It can have a very light chalk stripe, you know, very subtle, that it's not going to jump away from the
suit.
And even a nice texture of fabric, some kind of rougher texture, maybe.
That's a good idea, because now we can change it about with ties. Ties and shirt color now can give you more images. So let's say you're not just going to do two TV appearances, let's say you're going to do six, you're going to do eight. Now you've got your two basic suits, and then you can switch between ties and shirt colors.
Yes, because the guys are lucky with their ties. They have that advantage. So many fantastic ties out there. And, you know, do get some great ones. I love shopping in Nordstrom for my partner's ties. I have such fun tie shopping.
Yeah, they're let me ask you a question. Speaking of ties, what is the ideal width of a tie for TV?
Well, not too fat. I would say about 2.25 inches.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want it to look like a little trendy skinny tie. Again, these are things that will date your reel. So make sure they're not too fat or
so
too
good.
Thin.
Go for the classic look, not too wide and not too skinny, because I know the skinny ties are definitely in right now, so you want to watch that. You don't want to date your reel. That's absolutely true.
And so, no skinny, contrasty stripes. No white stripes. Another thing to consider when choosing colors for ties and for shirts is you want to check with your publicity person what kind of background you're going to be against. Are they going to put you in front of a green screen or something like that? Because if there's any green in your clothing, it will disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And just for those who don't know, the green screen means that they put you against a green screen, and then they can choose a completely different background behind you. If you're in a studio, they can put you on a New York City street later. And anything that's green will become that New York City street, or whatever they project on you.
Make
sure if you do wear anything green that you have a backup, just in case that happens.
Absolutely.
They
have the backup with you. Why not? You know, I have seen people show up in the cobalt blue, and there's a cobalt blue background because it looks so beautiful. It's one of the most, in-demand colors on TV. They use it a lot for backgrounds of sets.
Yes.
Especially if you're in your local market or perhaps even doing a satellite. So those are going to be colors that are going to turn up in your life a lot. So watch for the cobalt, you know, background, and maybe bring an alternate, you know, suit.
And watch out for colors that look very nice against that cobalt blue, like the peach and the rose.
Or a
soft kind of yellow,
an
amber color.
And I wanted to ask you now for the second choice for women, because what we're doing is now we're just building the two media outfits, and then we're going to talk about how you can change them. So if you're doing more than one TV show, more than two, you can now, again, with the video montage and the marketing in mind. Remember, we're always thinking, how are we going to leverage our publicity for more success and impact in our lives? So we want to get our two basic suits, which is now possibly the cobalt blue or similar blue, or then a peach and a rose or a yellow. And then women can change up their outfits using what accessories?
Well, you can use a different, you can buy several different skirts to go with jackets. You could buy a couple of jackets, but then buy a few suits. And sometimes the stores make it very easy for you to do that. They're thinking way ahead of you. and they already have all this available. And if you go to, some stores are more helpful than others.
True.
I find Nordstrom extremely helpful in helping you put an outfit together.
That's for sure. You know, they have their personal shoppers.
Yes.
You can request a personal shopper when you go in. And I think Neiman Marcus is the same way. And they will help you. They know their line. The point is they know their line, and they can say, here's a great blazer, here's two things you can wear with that.
Well, they do, and they are so picky who they hire. They don't just hire anybody to be personal shoppers or even the regular salespeople there. They really know their clothes. And so, yes, if you've got a couple of suits and then ask for help with maybe a skirt in a kind of texture, an interesting texture that goes with those jackets. So a little mixing and matching going on. I like to suggest shell tops that people buy, nice flat lying shell tops, because sometimes if you wear a blouse and it's too poofy, it kind of sticks out in weird places around a jacket. So sometimes it just looks neater.
I have a question for you. Do you need to make an appointment for a personal shopper? Would it do our listeners well to plan to go on a weekday when it's not so busy and actually call ahead?
I think that's a very good suggestion, yes, to call the store and find out about their personal shopping policy and how they work. I'm sure there are some times of the year are more busier than others.
Exactly.
Now would be
you wouldn't want to go a holiday.
Not around the holidays.
I want to remind everyone we are talking to Carrie Lou, and Carrie Lou is a New York City media stylist. To the stars, to celebrities, to TV hosts, to high-powered guest experts on all of the shows. So Carrie Lou can be reached at carrielou.com. That's K-E-R-R-Y-L-O-U.com. If you come to New York City, you can meet Carrie Lou personally, and you know what she'll do for you? She'll give you a makeover. She'll teach you. She'll go with you to the makeup store. She'll help you buy your line of makeup. She'll teach you how to use it. She will go shopping. She'll pick out your clothes, both men and women.
I love my job.
Yes, I know. Shopping for a living? This is great.
It's
terrific. So Carrie Lou is available for you. When you do come to New York City, please give her a call. That's Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y-L-O-U.com, and she will show you the city.
Oh, we have a lot of fun. That's good.
She'll take you to lunch, too. There you go. Well, now we're going to go on to bling. I mean, jewelry. Jewelry is probably the kiss of death for TV, correct?
Oh, well, it definitely can be.
Mm-hmm.
Statement necklaces are very big these days, and they do look beautiful when they're done correctly. There are some things that you definitely should not do. Multiple earrings, multiple hooped earrings clanking against each other will send the sound person crazy.
True.
So don't do that to him or her. And also, if something is very mirror-like, metallic, it's going to send reflection all over the place. So no mirror-like metals, because both for they jangle too much, and they will reflect the light. You don't want to blind the cameraman.
Do we want discreet jewelry, such as a single strand of pearls or a delicate strand of pearls and a pearl earring?
That can look very nice. And again, we're going to be looking very closely at what Michelle Obama's doing, as she looks great in those pearls. She looks fantastic in them. So, yes, anything that Michelle Obama's doing...
it's okay to do.
Yeah. Well, I love that she shops in these regular stores, too. She shops at J. Crew, and you can just follow her lead. Every season, they feature great colors that go together.
Yeah, I think that's important. Right. Shop in one store, stay with the theme, and then notice what everybody's wearing. Do a lookbook. I love this. This is a great idea. When you are browsing through the magazines and there's looks that you like, just rip out the pages. Believe me, you'll never go back to the magazine, so don't try to keep the magazine. That finds its way, you know, out the door very quickly. just take the page out and start to clip them together. Now you can show your personal shopper what it is you're tending towards, what it is you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this way you'll be able to put together outfits better. And then remember, when you're seeing these in magazines, they're put together for you. So men have GQ, you have the catalogs. I mean, these things are filled with wonderfully coordinated outfits. When you see a coordinated outfit you like in these catalogs, be sure to look. Go get it. And
I actually have a friend who buys outfits directly off the mannequin.
Exactly.
She'll go to a good department store,
Nordstrom,
and she'll tell the person, "I like that whole look. Show me where all those items are." And very often, she'll end up buying the whole thing because these people who are trained in this business have put that together. Mm. So you can't go too far wrong.
You know, I love it. I think we've covered the outfits perfectly. If you follow our advice today, you are going to look like $1 million, all right? Now we're going to move on to hair tips. Okay, so hair tips. We want to talk about what works best for men and for women. Okay, we want both of our men and women to look tremendous on TV, fabulous on TV.
Yes, we do.
Right.
Yes, the hair is so very important. A great cut and color will make you feel so much more confident, especially for your first time appearing on TV. You know, go in there and knock them dead. So I would say spend as much as you can afford on a really good haircut and color. And please listen to the advice. If you're going somewhere really good, such as Bumble and Bumble of New York City is a really good place. Even Vidal Sassoon, it depends on the type of hair that you have. Vidal Sassoon is a name that many of us associate with the 70s and the 80s, but they haven't gone away. For short, straight cuts and bobs, they are amazing. You won't have one hair out of place, and they'll make it so it's so much easier for you to then blow out yourself.
Right, so now when you're getting your hair ready for TV, again, I'm going to recommend that you also bring the stylist pictures of exactly what you want, because they never seem to quite understand what we mean by just take a little bit off the bottom. You know, so you don't want to wind up having a TV appearance tomorrow and having your hair cut the day before and having it be incredibly different than what you wanted. You won't feel good. You won't feel good on TV.
Well, that's true. That's true, but if you are going to someone who has a really good reputation, you know, if you went to Oscar Blondie or Louis Leccari, of course you should put yourself in their hands. Give them a little bit of input, but just remember that some people are stuck in a different era, and they might bring along pictures that aren't really right for them. Also,
I think that's a good idea too. Watch. You know, be open to, if you're hiring somebody good, this is why you're paying their prices,
mm-hmm.
because they know what looks good and they know what's going to look terrific on TV. So explain what your objective is, because you don't want to come out with wispy bangs and all, you know, fluffed up hair. It's going to look see-through on camera.
And you don't have to go to that person all the time, because, yes, it would end up being very expensive. But if you went to somebody amazing once and you had a consultation and they gave you something that maybe your regular hair cutter can follow from then on, and maybe you go back to them twice a year just to get it going the way it was when it was
done. All right. When everyone comes to New York City, let Carrie know in advance. She'll make an appointment for you.
Yes.
At a great hair salon. And
guide you in the right direction.
See, this is all planning, but it's fun. This is what makes our lives fun, is doing all these things and coming to the city and getting our hair done and buying all the clothes. This is an investment.
Yes. Another great salon is Bumble and Bumble of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
They not only are they fantastic hair cutters and colorists, make sure that if you go to this particular salon, and it's their downtown one, they are right on the Hudson River, and they're in a beautiful building with floor-to-ceiling windows. You know, talk about ambience. It's just wonderful. And they're not crazy expensive. You can expect to pay between $90 and $120 for a haircut.
Oh, that is
by New York City.
That's a low price, considering Fakai is somewhere up there in the hundreds.
Oh,
I wouldn't even say how
he's
many.
Very expensive.
Yeah,
absolutely. But if you do so, make
worth
sure
every
you go
penny, though, lady.
A little bit early. Get there, enjoy the ambience, have a nice cup of herbal tea, or they do these fantastic little lunches that you could have if you go with your girlfriend. Fantastic.
Well, thank you for that, Bumble and Bumble. Now, let's focus on men for women and then move to women, and then we're going men and then women, and then we're going to go to makeup trends, including what should be in your makeup bag when you arrive on the set.
Okay.
So, men, color of their hair. I wanted to talk about gray hair on men on TV. How is that a good idea, or if you're going to come out and you're going to now look at TV as a strategy, a marketing strategy, will gray hair play as well on TV? And will it make you look younger, more vibrant, more vital, or will it just seem aging across the board? And remember, men on TV are going on there as a business strategy.
Mm-hmm.
They want to showcase themselves to CEOs, to those that can hire them, speakers. They want to showcase themselves. Gray hair.
Yes.
Doesn't do a man good.
There are so many different color grays.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer your question first, does it, I say that gray hair makes you look 60 plus, not in your face, but it says 60. Like if you see gray hair,
I agree with you. Actually,
you don't see
in your
mind. You're just saying, even though they might have great skin and a good bone structure, it says 60. And in some arenas, that is a positive thing. And also, some men have, and some women have gorgeous color gray hair. It's not gray. It's more like silver, and it's sparkles.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to opt for keeping it around the temples, and you need a good colorist to work with you to achieve this, because not many people can achieve this. But to keep some around the temples, it actually gives a businessman, somebody who's into politics, some credibility. Looks like he's been around the block a while.
Yes, you read my mind. I was just saying, I'm noticing that in some of the candidates coming for 2012, right? I notice they're starting to gray their hair a little, and it's interesting because they're getting a more distinguished, more debonair, more a different style look than they had in the last election.
It says, trust me, I have experience.
Yeah, and they're starting early. You see how they're starting to tweak themselves early?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To get a trust me image?
Yes.
So when you go on TV, you want to if you're planning TV as part of your marketing strategy, start to plan your look early, because you want to tweak. You don't want to show up at work one day, you know, you were gray the day before, but now you just have a little gray at the temples.
Yes.
Slowly make these changes. All right?
And if you do color your hair, don't go for a very dark color.
I think that's a great point to make.
So
too dark.
Harsh.
Absorbs the light.
Yes, thank you. It does.
And will drain your face.
Yes, it looks very boot polishy. Sometimes you see those guys, and their eyebrows are kind of light, and you know that something's wrong, and then you find yourself distracted. That's all you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. And so we're saying that gray doesn't play well on TV for men. So maybe starting to color your hair, men, as much as you may not want to do this, could be a very good career move for you.
And I just want to add this too, Annie. You do get some of these guys on TV that look very fit and slim and hip. They're dressed in a very hip way, and they're going slightly bald, but they have their hair nicely buzzed.
Yeah.
No comb over.
That's
and
a great
maybe
look.
They Anderson Cooper. How can we not talk about him on this subject?
Cute as a button. He is.
I've done it. Yes, I've worked with Anderson, and his skin is great. His hair is great. He's so little work. I hardly had to touch him, but he's an example of someone that really rocks that silver hair look, and he keeps it nice and short.
That's the thing. Embrace what you have. You know, anyone can be polished, professional, and fabulous on TV. We don't have to be tense. We really don't. You can be yourself, a normal-looking person. But the thing is, now that we're getting into the hair, we're going to upscale the hair, we're going to upscale the outfits, we're going to upscale our image, this is going to take you from an average person to extraordinary on TV.
And it makes you feel fantastic, too. You don't realize how good that makes you feel. When you see the feedback, when you look at recordings of yourself looking this way, you're going to feel so much better about yourself, and you'll do better next time.
Mm-hmm. So hair mistakes for women. I've seen some hair mistakes. Wispy bangs and hair hanging in their in faces
mm-hmm.
is obviously a no-no. So now, let's talk to women a little bit about the color of their hair, and then let's revisit the men. We forgot to talk about the facial hair, the beards, the mustaches,
mm-hmm.
the sideburns, 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we hop back there right now and just advise men on what to do, facial hair.
Let's do that because the scruffy look is, very much out there in the magazines, on the runway, and on TV, but you have to do it right. Okay, so let's talk about the 2 or 3 day scruff that men like to wear. You can't, certain guys can pull this off. I would say if you're a little younger and that scruff isn't gray, because if it's gray, you're going to get that muzzle look, like that Fred Flintstone
mm-hmm.
muzzle. You look like you're just sloppy and you just forgot to do
it.
It looks like it's done by mistake, not by design. To make it look like it's done by design,
mm-hmm.
I would advise that men shave from the jawline down to the neck. No hair on the neck. It doesn't look good. You will look like you're doing this by design and you didn't just wake up late if you do it that way. And trim on along the cheekbone a little bit. So it has to be shaped, in other words.
I think that's very good. And are we saying we like beards, we like mustaches on TV? Or I know this is part of a man's personality, the way they like to perceive themselves. But do you have any commentary on beards or mustaches?
I don't think it comes off well on TV. I think people like to see your face. I suppose it's different if you're a professor and an expert in your field, and your signature is this big handlebar mustache. By all means, keep it.
Right. If it's become your persona, absolutely. But otherwise,
yes.
If you're considering a career and using TV, and you want to use TV to market yourself, that is to reach the optimal level of your career potential, your TV potential, and all the mega deals that you can bring down for yourself, we're probably going to recommend against that style, only because you look so much better without it on TV.
Yes. I would say don't take the risk. There's a reason why you don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking of all the hosts. I really can't put my hands on somebody.
Exactly, and they're very successful at what they do, so let's just copy them on that point.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for women now, I want to talk about mousy brown hair. A lot of women do have the brown hair, and I feel that it should be shiny and a great style, a great color brown, and really reflect the light rather than absorb the light. So many women do have the brown hair, so tell us about how we can make our brown hair amazing.
Mousy brown hair can look very flat on camera. By flat, I mean it looks like a block of color with no highlight or texture. There are so many good colorists out there. They can do so much for you. If you have this shade of mousy brown hair,
mm-hmm.
you can add some richness with it, with a glaze even,
mm-hmm.
if
true.
You want to commit to permanent color. A beautiful, rich glaze that you can go with red, you can go with burgundy. You can go for subtle highlights. And these don't have to be scary, stripy ones. They can be subtle, and you'll be surprised how much the light will pick up on them when you're on
reflect
TV.
The light.
It will
give you
so much to your face.
Halo. You're going to look amazing. High energy.
Exactly, a halo, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we're going to be on to makeup, okay? But let me ask you a question. We want to talk about being media ready at all times. And this is critical because the media can call you and they can say, we want to hop over to your office in 1 hour. All right, they do this.
Yes.
Or they say, can you make it to the studio by 3 o'clock? It's 1 o'clock. And this is the type of yes, when you can give them that yes, and then you become their go-to expert, you start to build credibility, confidence, and trust with the station. So you want to be media ready at all times. So what does that mean to be media ready?
Yes, be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Always have that go-to suit at mm-hmm. hand. Have one hanging up in your office. Have a bag full of your favorite makeup items, because you might not get a makeup artist at that late notice. So learn how to do it yourself. I give lessons.
Yes, of course.
But there are some
critical.
Great places where you can go to for lessons, depending on what town you live in. But do take a makeup lesson so you can put your own makeup on in half an hour. You will look fantastic. They even have personal airbrush machines now. They sell them at Sephora.
Yeah, we're going to go over the airbrush machines because this is good for the high def, and everything's high def these days. So when we talk about arrive camera ready, they want you to have your makeup on and a makeup bag with you, because camera ready means if there's a makeup artist, it's only for powder and maybe little things here and there. So camera ready means you got to arrive as if you're going to go walk right on the set as soon as you get there.
Yes.
So you're going to need to have a bag ready with all your camera ready things. You're going to have to know about doing your own makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that TV makeup can be different from your normal makeup. And we were speaking earlier about the dangers of too much makeup and too much color in this high-def environment.
Yes, well some people think, when they think TV makeup, in their mind, they think, okay, put a lot more on of what I always do. Well, that's not right, especially in this day and age of high-def TV. As a matter of fact, it's less makeup, but the right makeup. If you have great skin, there's some fantastic foundations, high-def foundations available out there now. And they're not very thick. They're not like the pancakes that we used to use for TV. Because if you wear pancake makeup these days, it's going to register on high-def TV.
I want to let people know that Carrie Lou is available to bring you through the sites where you can buy the airbrush machine, the makeup, and do a lot of things online with you. So you're not alone in like, okay, great, so now I need makeup for high def. Where do I start? Carrie Lou's offered her availability. She can take you to the websites, point out what she likes, what she doesn't like about certain products or colors or the machines that airbrush. You know, and steer you away from the bad purchases and steer you towards the good purchases. So again, Carrie Lou can be a wonderful asset to you no matter where you live in the country. You are not alone in making your choices. Imagine going onto a website right now, Carrie, and say, okay, great, I'm going to buy an airbrush machine. And there's three of them there. You don't know the clue. You don't have a clue.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I meet a lot of my on-air clients from doing headshots with them. As some people might know, I do makeup and hair for Joe Henson. He's a headshot photographer in New York City.
Absolutely, and we do have a teleseminar up with him at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm, and you can learn all about Joe and the amazing headshots, and he's a very talented gentleman when it comes to headshots. So again, if you're in New York City, that's a good spot to go to.
And, you know, all these things we've been talking about do spill over into that area, but we won't go into that. But a lot of the time, I help people with their wardrobe for the headshots and for the makeup, which is the start for many people of launching themselves into their TV career. And so we'll go over some makeup tips.
But, absolutely.
One thing that a lot of people do wrong is that they will go on camera wearing too much shimmery makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's very big now, bronzer with shimmer in it. Don't use any shimmer for high-def TV. It will make you look oily and a little sweaty, which isn't a good look.
So shimmer is, and what's on the label that tells you it's a shimmer?
Look for mica. Sometimes you can see it with your eye. If you go into the store and you put some on your hand and you go to the window, the sun will reflect it and mm-hmm. look out those little sparkly bits of mica. But mm-hmm. if you read the ingredients, if it says mica, steer clear from it.
Right,
there are some very good brands that have some shimmer-free bronzers. I like Bobbi Brown. She does fantastic bronzers in different shades. Trish McAvoy has one called Weekend Matte. It's a beautiful color. And that's good for sculpting.
A bronzer, is that like a foundation?
No, the bronzer will go over your powder and your foundation, and it's for contouring and giving you a little bit of a It's Monday, and I went to the Hamptons for the weekend, and look how fabulous I look now.
Only in New York will you hear that statement. All right, so we need to learn about airbrushing. We need to know about high-def makeup, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned how it does differ.
Yeah, there is some... You don't absolutely have to go out and buy an airbrush machine. I realize that that's very scary, a scary concept for many people. You can go to Makeup Forever, www.makeupforever.com. They have an HD foundation, which works very well on camera. They have a super matte loose powder, and they have an HD loose powder, and all those items work very well for TV.
And again, Carrie can bring you to the website, and you guys can exchange photos, or you can send Carrie your photo, and she'll do her best at guiding you on what would work well for you.
Yes, yes, I'd love to give you a consultation. So please email me, and we'll see what we can do to either get together in person, or as Annie said, I can you can send me pictures of yourself, and I'll be happy to help you.
Yeah, especially going to the websites. Carrie Lou brought me to the websites, and they're phenomenal the way she'll go through the site and select exactly what you need to buy. Men in foundation, men in concealer, men in makeup.
Men in makeup.
Men in makeup. Do we want? What are men? What should they do?
Yes, yes. Again, the same rules apply, of course, and absolutely no shimmer for the men. It has to look as natural as can be. Same rules apply. The HD foundation. And I know there are very few men out there who are going to want to airbrush themselves, but yes, MAC are very helpful at guiding you to on TV makeup.
Did you say MAC, M-A-C?
M-A-C, MACPRO.com. You can go to MACPRO.com.
MAXPRO, M-A-C-P-R-O.
M-A-C-P-R-O, yes.
Okay.
.com. And they also offer a discount for on-camera professionals.
Which all of our guests are, by the way.
Yes, so 30% off at MAC. And I think Makeup Forever gives you a discount, too.
All right, everybody, you're all on-camera professionals. Call me for verification. I'll vouch for you. So what are the absolute no-nos? We're coming to our close. We're going to talk about what should be in our makeup bag. What are the no-nos, though? Too much color? I mean, what makes you look ridiculous on camera?
If you're a professional... Don't use too much gloss on your lips because you're going to end up looking like a showgirl and people won't take you seriously. So stay away from the lip gloss. Use subtle lusters and, you know, the finish that gives a nice creamy look to your lips. So stay away from the gloss. No shimmer on your lips. And no pale, pale colors, too. I know a lot of people like a pale lip.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work well for TV. You need a color that gives a little pop. Again, check out the anchors. Check out the TV hosts. Most of the time, they're wearing a lovely coral color or a beautiful rose color. So none of those whitish-looking frosted lips.
Yeah, coral,
or beige
coral
lips,
is beautiful on camera. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really,
and the same
beautiful
with the cheeks, too.
Mm-hmm.
You want a nice little pop of color on the cheeks because... The lights will bleach you out, so remember that. You're going to look in your mirror at home or at the studio, and you might think you have a little bit too much color in your blush and on your lips. But believe me, if you could see yourself on the monitor, it lightens by about a shade, I would say.
So that's interesting to know. So a little bit more is okay as long as the colors are subtle, coral.
Yes, and
not bright
of some
red.
Of the changes in HD makeup, another one that I find a lot of my clients now want to use the individual fake lashes as opposed to strip lashes.
Oh, right, sure.
We haven't even talked about fake lashes.
And that's perfect, right? Because they look so natural.
They look so natural.
Yeah.
If you
go
wear
for it, girl.
Strip lashes on TV, you're actually going to see the band. And if you're not careful, you might... It picks up on everything. It picks up on every little freckle, every little mole. So, you know, you just have to be very careful that you have nice, neat makeup and it's not sloppy in any way.
Yes, absolutely. So when we arrive at the studio, we should have our makeup bag with us, all right, at all times.
Yes.
Now, what should be in our makeup bag, or what should be in our media bag, we'll call it?
Okay, concealer.
Mm-hmm.
Under-eye concealer, and there's a great concealer that you can use for any blemishes that come up. It's wonderful. It's called Derma Color, D-E-R-M-A Color, and it's from Alcone Cosmetics. They're online.
And could you just say that one more time?
Derma Color, D-E-R-M-A, at Alcone Cosmetics. Fantastic.
Did you say D-E-R-M-A?
Yes, D like dog.
I'm having a listening problem. Okay, Derma. It's Derma, D-E-R-M-A.
Yes.
Okay, that's obvious.
And what's fantastic about this is they come in a little mini palette, so you can get 18 colors, or about 12 colors, and it's only $18. And from that, you can pick out the color that is the best match for your skin tone.
Nice.
And believe me, if you have a breakout little pimple, you're going to want that kit, because no more pimples.
You'll crawl through glass for that kit.
You already have to go online and see Alcone, and they'll send you up.
Now, men, shaving equipment in that little media bag, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But let me I'll just quickly go over the ladies again. So
please.
You want your concealer, you want your under-eye concealer, you want your foundation, matte powder, blush, contour or bronzer, taupe-ish colored eyeshadow.
What did you just say about that?
Taupe-ish colored eyeshadow.
Oh, taupe. Taupe-ish. Okay. The off sort of brownish, lightest.
Yes.
Brownish.
You see, I could go on and on here, but
I know.
Those are kind of some basics, and lip
for
color,
shading
of
and
course.
Contouring. And also, what about those oil absorption makeup pads? They're very small.
Those are fantastic.
Tissues.
Yes. So many people sell them now.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Sephora and get them. They're oil absorbing sheets.
Mm-hmm.
They come in a little booklet, and you just tear one off, and you press it against any oily or shiny spots on your face. The nice thing about this is it lifts the oil away, because if you were just to put powder over perspiration on your face or oil, you're just going to make mud.
Yeah, and then
your sweat
sort
is going to mix
cake
with the
a little
powder.
Bit.
It makes it cakey, exactly. So you don't want that. And if you really perspire a lot, you want to blot with a tissue first. Oh, and I must tell you about another great product. Let me see. Super Matte Anti Shine. Again from Alcone. They're at www.alcone.com.
Could you spell that, please?
Yes. A L C O N E C O .com.
Alcone
Cosmetics.
CO.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can Google them. So that's called Super Matte Anti Shine. So if you really get shiny, that's a great
get all this stuff
under your makeup.
Yeah, I bet if we wore all this stuff during the day, we'd look terrific even off camera, right?
Oh, absolutely. If I'm going somewhere special, I definitely pull out some of these tricks for myself.
Final question for you
about
glasses.
Have you been on vacation?
Oh, yeah. I say look fabulous wherever you go, ladies.
Yep.
Little trick. I have some stories, believe me, of supermarket shopping days where I wish I looked a lot better. Okay, so here we go. Glasses or contacts? If you wear both, what is your feeling for what do you want to wear for the interview?
Well, some glasses can make you look absolutely fabulous and become part of your image. For instance, Sarah Palin.
I was just going to say the Sarah Palin glasses versus the black rim, which I just saw last night on O'Reilly or on Hannity. And tell me, you know, I don't know if I like the black rim anymore.
Well, Tina Fey looks great, who imitates Sarah
well, that's
Palin.
True. Uh-huh.
So when she's not imitating Sarah Palin, she wears the black rim. And she looks good. I think it's because if you don't have a very hard look, I think you can wear them and they look good. If you look a little austere anyway, they can make you look more so. But Diane Keaton wears the darkish frames. I think she wears tortoiseshell.
I think we should look and watch. If you're wearing glasses or contacts, we should probably look on TV and see who's wearing what and what you like. Because Sarah Palin, I always look for glare.
Yes.
And I'm wondering why she doesn't wear anti-glare, because sometimes I do see the glare.
Yes, I do too. I wonder why she doesn't. But that's something you should definitely do. If you decide that glasses are going to be a part of your image, do get them made up with anti-glare lenses.
A little more expensive, anti-glare, anti-scratch. Yes, you get the, you know, additional, the more expensive lens.
But these are going to define you, so so do spend the money on them. If you have really gorgeous eyes, show them off where your contact lens is.
Absolutely.
But, you know, there are all these great people who are known by their glasses, you know, going way back, Buddy Holly, John Lennon, of course. Even Johnny Depp, he's wearing, you know, he looks like a writer these days. He looks like an author more than an actor. He wears these frames. But he actually makes glasses look very sexy.
Well, there you go. We're going to have to observe who's wearing glasses and who's not, and what we like and how we look in our contacts. All right, so here we go. We've been speaking with Carrie Lou today. Carrie Lou is a makeup artist and hairstylist in New York City. She is a New York City media stylist who works with celebrity hosts, with TV guests, with TV hosts as well, and celebrities in New York City area. She's open to helping you in anything that you need when you come to New York City. Be sure you visit carrielou.com. That's K-E-R-R-Y-L-O-U.com. Contact Carrie Lou and let her know you're coming to the city and what you need, and she'll do it. She'll do the makeover, bring you to the makeup store. She'll help you buy the perfect outfits. Men and women can access Carrie Lou's services as well. So there you go. Carrie, is there any other way people can get in touch with you that you'd like to share with us at this time, or is your website perfect?
The website has all my contact information.
Okay.
So it's much better if you just remember carrielou.com.
It's got the dash, K-E-R-R-Y dash.
Thank you so much.
L-O-U.com. Don't forget that.